Welcome to 15 Minutes in the Word with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Psalm 23, The Lord is My Shepherd. We all have moments in life when we feel overwhelmed, times when we need direction and protection. The psalmist David experienced these feelings, yet he also knew the one who could lead him through life's dark valleys. David knew that as our good shepherd, God wants to provide for us every single day. Today, Joyce takes a deeper look at David's Psalm 23, breaking it down verse by verse, revealing the freedom we can have when we follow God's leading. Now, here's Joyce with today's teaching.
Matthew 26:39 says, "And going a little further, he threw himself upon the ground on his face and prayed." You know, when Jesus threw himself on the ground on his face and prayed, he was praying out of great agony of soul. He was making a decision that was gut-wrenchingly hard to make. "If it's possible, let this cup pass away from me. Nevertheless, not what I want, but your will be done." Okay, so let me just go for it for a minute. You know what? You don't get to leave a marriage just because you want to. Really? Well, somebody needs to say it. We need to get back on track, you know? Like, I mean, man, what if God took the attitude with us that we take with people? I'm giving this 3 months. And if you're still this way in 3 months, I'm out of here. And like I said, hey, listen, I was divorced when I was like 21, so I mean, I get it. I mean, I married the first guy that came along, and he was nuttier than I was, and he ran around with other women, and, you know, I mean, there are times when he ended up in jail, so, I mean, there are times when you can't stick something out, but, I mean, there are lots of other times when people just want to throw the towel in on whatever. You know what? We don't get to just give up on things because we have one little uncomfortable moment. And it's not just marriage. It's all kinds of things. We even give up on friends too quick if they're not making us feel the way that we want to feel all the time. All right, I can tell you've had about all that you want, so we'll... "Your will be done, God. Your will be done and not mine." Now, the wounded soul. Making some analogy now about sheep, because Jesus is our shepherd and we are the sheep. And I said last night, in case you weren't here, that there are a few sheep facts that, that it helps us to know. They're very fearful, timid. The definition in the sheep book says stupid and stubborn. A jackrabbit can stampede an entire herd of sheep. No wonder he calls us sheep. And so that analogy is made in the Bible because sheep need endless, constant care. They will not do the right thing if they don't have a shepherd who keeps them on the right track. That's why Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to be with us always, and it's why the Bible says that Jesus ever liveth to make intercession for us. He never stops praying for us because we never stop needing it. Amen? Now, a wounded soul is sometimes down. We call it depressed or discouraged. The Bible calls it cast down. And in Psalm 42, David said, why are you cast down, O my soul? Put your hope in God. And then a second time in verse 6, why are you cast down, O my soul? Put your hope in God. Now, this is a shepherd's phrase, and I love this. This is a shepherd's phrase for a sheep who has gotten on its back and cannot get up without help. The way sheep are designed and made, once they get over on their back, it's very difficult, if not almost sometimes impossible, for them to get up without help. The shepherd, the good shepherd, daily looks over the flock, counts the sheep to see if any are missing. He checks to see if any are cast down somewhere, and then he goes and sets them right, otherwise they will die. Now, it's interesting to me to think about Jesus, our shepherd, constantly looking over the flock Is any missing? Oh, there's one on their back. Better go help them. And you know, sometimes he doesn't just, well, it's always him doing it, but God usually works through people. So if one is on their back, he may find two more that are always on their feet, and he'll guide them over to help the one that's on their back. You know what? Thankfully, I'm on my feet today. And some of you, although you walked in, you really came in on your back. And we're here to help you get set right again. But it's not just so you can walk out and have a nice trip in the pasture. Now your job is to go look for others that are cast down so you can help others be set right. You know, God doesn't use these analogies just for something to do. He calls Jesus our good shepherd because there's lessons we can learn from studying a shepherd's relationship to his sheep. He calls us sheep because there's lessons we can learn from studying the nature of sheep. Why don't you just take a little bit of time? I mean, you can look it up. You can find anything you want now on Insta online. Just look up the nature of sheep and see what you get. You'll recognize yourself pretty quick. I recognize myself. All right. Some sheep are known to be cast down more than others, and only the diligence of the shepherd helps them survive. When a sheep is cast down, predators move in. For the sheep, it's buzzards, vultures, dogs, coyotes, and cougars. For us, it's the devil. He moves in because a sheep that is cast down, depressed, discouraged, downtrodden, sad, lost their joy, is easy prey for the enemy. The devil does everything he can to keep us sad and mad, but God wants us glad. Because really and truly, our joy is found in strength. We had our yearly women's conference a couple weeks ago in St. Louis, and a girl came that I'm aware of whose brother had just suddenly died, and it was just a really sad time for her. We know the family, and I was quite impressed that she decided to come. You know, a lot of times when we're hurting, we just want to go hide away somewhere and just hurt, and you know, maybe that's the way you need to handle it sometimes, but she decided to go ahead and come. So I talked to her dad the other day, and I said, well, how's she doing now? And he said, you know, she's doing really good. She said that she laughed at that conference more than she had in a whole year. Okay, so now here she was. She had this terrible loss in her life. She came to the house of God. She not only heard the word, but she laughed harder than she had in a year, and it brought restoration to her life. Let me tell you something. We need to take every opportunity that we can to giggle, to laugh, to smile. Let's stop being a sourpuss about everything that's going on in our lives that we don't like and find reasons to laugh. You know what? I'm getting older, and I have already prayed that I will be the funniest old person that anybody has ever seen in their life. I mean, I am not going to be a cranky old lady who sits around. I mean, I've got my mindset ahead of time. My kids are going to love me. They are going to love being around me. Dave is going to love being around me. I am just going to be so funny. And let me tell you, last week when I accidentally brushed my teeth with A&D ointment, they thought I was funny. I mean, I'm getting comical. I do some stuff. I mean, it's like, my kids are like, Mother, could you wait till we park the car to get out of it? You know, I'll leave this conference today and I'll start thinking about the next one in Tampa. I'm always like, there's nothing better than having joy. You know, well, I'm just so down. I'm just so discouraged. Well, go find something to laugh about. Follow me around for a year. Jesus has special concern for those that are cast down in life. And he always helps them stand up again. So listen, if you've had a lot of problems and you're down today and you're discouraged, or you're watching by television and you feel down and discouraged, you've had a year of depression, you've had a lot of loss in your life, let me tell you something. Jesus has got his eye on you. He is very concerned about you. And he's even trying to talk to you right now through me to say, I care about you. Let me set you upright again. Let me get you back in the program of life. You don't have to stay on your back forever. I love Acts 10:38. See how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good, and in particular, curing all that were oppressed of the devil. So I see Jesus just every day, he just went about looking for people that needed a lift in life. I wonder what would happen if more Christians would make that their ministry. Well, I just wish God would show me what my ministry is. Well, until he does, let's just give you the ministry of encouragement. Or how about what it says in the psalm? Serve the Lord with gladness. How about if we give you the ministry of gladness? And you just serve the Lord being glad and making other people glad. There's no excuse for us to sit around bored and miserable when there's too many other people that are more bored and miserable than we are that we could pour into their life and help make them better. Let me tell you something. The longer I preach today, the happier I get. Seriously, when you wake up in the morning and you don't feel so good, don't just sit around and talk about how bad you feel all day. Get up, go somewhere, find something to do that's worth doing, and you'll be surprised you'll start feeling better. You think I feel good all the time when I wake up in these hotels? No. Let me tell you, it does not look like this when I get it out of bed. Now, when we're weak, instead of rebuke and rejection, the shepherd gives special care to the weaker sheep in the flock. Wow. 2 Corinthians 11, 29. Paul says, who is weak and I do not feel his weakness? Who is made to stumble and fall and have his faith hurt, and I am not on fire with sorrow or indignation? So Paul said, listen, there's not one of you that's weak that I don't feel your weakness. He wasn't judging and criticizing them. He said, I feel your weakness. Well, I think that we have to look at some of the things that Paul went through to look at what brought him to that place that he could feel the way he did about other people's weaknesses instead of judging them and criticizing them. Because sometimes we look at people and think, well, you know, you've been in church 20 years. You ought to know better than to act like that. Well, yeah, maybe, but, you know, what's your problem, you know? Come on. You know, we're always quick to judge people that have a problem in an area where we have a strength. Good preaching, Joyce. Thank you. And why are the kind of things that I'm saying so important? Because God commands us to love one another.
Thanks for listening. No matter our life's circumstances, we do not have to walk through them alone. Let's learn to trust the Lord, and instead of trying to be in control, we need to allow God to be our shepherd. Remember, He wants to guide us every day. As we trust Him with each step we take, we can know that God is leading us to victory, a victory and blessing that He promises everyone, eternal life with Him. For more resources from Joyce, visit joycemeyer.org.
Get your daily dose of encouragement with the Joyce Meyer Ministries app. Catch up on 7 days of Enjoying Everyday Life episodes. Grow deeper in God's Word with the daily devotional and question of the day. And enjoy all your favorite teachings from Joyce in your digital library. Find all this and more with the Joyce Meyer Ministries app. Search Joyce Meyer in your app store and download it today.
Thank you for listening to 15 Minutes in the Word with Joyce.